Why keep the reader in doubt?
Because I think that the questions we can't answer are the questions that we come back to, and the books that contain those questions are the books that we come back to. I think if a book offers very clear answers, or more so tells you how to think, which I think is very unattractive, as any person listening will know, it's not nice to be told, you know, what to think about any particular thing or any particular person. So, you know, you're onto a loser when you tell people what to think, but giving them a space is what you're doing when you're giving people doubt. So I've been sure with this novel, with You Will Be Safe Here, to leave people space to decide how they feel about what happened, or even in some instances, what happened. Did those boys kiss in that pond that night? Did this man mean to do this terrible thing? So I wanted to give the reader space, and I think in an increasingly polarized world, that's one of the amazing things that fiction can do.